Genesis chapter 1 and 1 John chapter 1. I want to add a little bit to what we talked about here this morning. And I want to talk about a little bit more about the light. Amen. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 14. And God said, "Let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven." This was after he created light to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. So you say, why are they billions of years out there? It's so that they can give light upon the earth. Amen. There is an influence of that light upon the earth. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule, everybody said rule, to rule the day, and the lesser night to rule the night. He made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. God set them, amen. He didn't just take his hand and fling them. And wherever they ended up, that's good enough. No, God set them in the firmament of the heaven. And in fact, in another place, it says that he gave every one of them a name. You're going to go right here. You just stay right there. Or he put it right there and pushed it in a particular direction. Another one pushed it in another direction. You're going to be a little bit bigger than the others. I'm going to put you over here. And all through the firmament of the heaven, sectillions of stars, which is a lot more than I can count. Amen. And he set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth and to rule over the day and over the night and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. Amen. 1 John chapter 1 and verse 5. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. Well, praise the Lord. I love the word of God. I don't think we can exhaust it. I don't think we can get to the depths of the knowledge of Jesus Christ. As Paul wrote, oh, the depths of the knowledge of Jesus Christ. But we're going to try. Amen. We're going to get the shovel out. We're going to try to dig it a little bit deeper. And the deeper we get, the bigger it gets. Amen. We're going to try to cross the river. But the deeper we get into the river, the further out we go, the deeper the water gets. And before you know it, the Bible says you can't make it to the other side. Amen. Because it's too deep. Amen. Not going to get to the other side, but we're going to try. We're going to see how far we can get over on the other side. Praise the Lord. See what's in the knowledge and the depth of God. Let's pray and ask for the help of the Lord tonight. Father, we thank you for the touch of your Spirit. I thank you tonight for the word of truth. I thank you, Lord, for your anointing that we feel. Anoint the word of God. Speak to us tonight in Jesus' name. Everybody said amen. Amen. God bless you. You can be seated tonight. You know, it's interesting to note that when God created the very first thing, the Bible says that he created the heavens and the earth, light was allowed to shine. God opened himself up and allowed light to come into his creation. And it's amazing what happened when God did this. When he did this, the Bible says he made the stars also, the greater light, the lesser light, that would be the sun and the moon, and he made the stars also. And it's amazing what he did here. All of the stars, all of the sectillions of stars, I've done a little bit of study on this, and there are stars, there's about a million Earths that would fit into our star or our sun, which is a star. And there are stars that will fit probably about a million of our suns within that one particular star. And I don't understand tonight. I really don't comprehend everything, but if you look at the little star, which is one of the smallest stars in the universe, you will see, if you go to the NASA website and look up the SOHO, S-O-H-O, the SOHO satellite, solar observation station that's in orbit around the Earth, they'll have videos of the sun and of the solar flares and how the fire will leap up out of the sun and it will come right back down again. Or the fire that's in the sun will create gigantic tornadoes on the face of the sun. And they say one particular pair of tornadoes that cropped up on the face of the sun was large enough for many Earths to be in. And I cannot imagine what it is that creates all of that. They say that it is a nuclear fusion that creates this phenomenon, but the leaping out of the flames from the star and coming back in is a magnetic field, and that magnetic field is created by literally billions of amps of electricity. Amen. Electricity that is created by the nuclear fusion that causes this star that we call our sun to operate the way that it does. Amen. And in order for a star to come into existence, there had to be power and energy. Amen. It did not just happen, they say, with the Big Bang, that nothing created everything, that there was nothing and then there was a Big Bang. They don't know where the energy came from. They don't know how long it's going to last. They don't understand all of these things. But we know just by looking at it that it takes a tremendous amount of energy. Amen. Some of you look like you need a little bit of energy tonight. Well, praise the Lord. And there is energy in Jesus Christ. And so we understand tonight that when the stars were created and all of this energy began to be compacted within these stars, that light came forth, amen, from these stars. The stars were actually created after the light was created. And so the power and the life of the light created the lesser lights. Amen. The star is not as bright as God. And the sun is not as bright as God. When Paul was knocked off his high horse, he looked up into the heavens and he saw someone and he saw the countenance brighter than the noonday sun. Amen. Because it was the pure light of God that was shining and speaking to him. Amen. And so the light is produced by energy, which in some ways and in reality tonight we view as life itself. Amen. And without light there would be no life, that without light there would be nothing that was created. Some have even attempted to understand it a little bit more and have done testing and have discovered that the light, the photons of light that are spreading around in the universe because of the stars, that it is that light that actually creates matter. Amen. That the photons, they actually, when they strike a surface, they don't disappear, they create matter. And some have even considered the possibility that new stars are formed by the light that shines from the other stars. And we cannot really calculate the amount of energy that is floating around or moving around in our universe. But when we look at it, we can just say it's awesome. Amen. When we look at it, we can say this didn't just happen out of nothing. Nothing could not have produced this. There had to be something greater than this that produced this. Praise the Lord. And there's nothing that we know of that is greater than our God. Amen. Our God is great and greatly to be praised. Amen. Light is produced by energy. It is energy at different wavelengths that produces the different colors of light. And without energy to sustain the light quickly goes out. And the Bible says that God made it this way, so that when there was an absence of light, there would be darkness, and so that there would be a dividing of the day and the night, and there would be a dividing of the light and the darkness. Amen. It was not just a matter of a physical creation here, but it was an example of the opening of the door of spiritual light. Amen. Spiritual light and an understanding of spiritual darkness. Praise God. Because as long as there is an energy source, the light stays on. And we know that the darkness does not prevail. Amen. A light bulb is a good example of this. I used this a little bit this morning. The light bulb is just an instrument that turns the energy into light. Amen. That's all it is. And as soon as the power goes off, as soon as you flip the switch off, the light bulb does not have any effect anymore. It's out. You can talk about it and all that, but it's really useless without a power source. But when we flip the switch on, all of a sudden there is a power source, and we appreciate our light bulbs. Amen. We appreciate them. If somebody were to go in the back tonight and flip all the light switches off, it wouldn't take 30 minutes for the light to dissipate. It wouldn't take 15 minutes for the light to dissipate. If we flipped all the switches off immediately, it would immediately become dark. Amen. And it would become so dark that probably we would not be able to see. Amen. We would be stumbling in the dark. Folks would be running into pillars. They would be tripping over each other. And it would be a real problem here tonight if all of a sudden the lights went out. And I didn't say anything to Augusta Power Company. So if the light goes off, the Lord did it. All right? And we've had that happen before. And we just went ahead and had church anyway. And somebody went home, got their Coleman lantern, and because I felt like I had a message that I needed to preach that night. And that's what you call persistence. And we got the lantern out, and we finished church. Anybody remember that? Praise the Lord. There's a few of you that remember that. And so if the light is, the power to the light is turned off, then it is evident that it is just a tool, amen. It is just an instrument that allows the energy to be transformed into light. Amen. And darkness sets in. We think that darkness sets in slowly as the light dissipates. God showed that as the light goes down in the west, and the sun comes up in the east, and there are different varying shades of light. But the truth of the matter is, if the sun were to go out, there would be no evening time. It would be nighttime. There would be no transition from darkness to light or from light to darkness. Amen. It would be an immediate situation. And so in reality tonight, we are dependent upon the power company, aren't we? We're dependent upon the power, because without the power, we are useless. Without power and energy, a country cannot become great. Without power and energy, we cannot progress into the future. Amen. Because without the power, there can be no light. Amen. Tonight, as we are here worshiping the Lord, there are people that are working in factories, and they are producing products only because of the power of light and an instrument that allows allows the light to go through it and produce light so that we can see, amen, the power for the machines so that they can do the work that they need to do. I think we all understand this tonight, but what we need to see is that we are all dependent upon the power source to continually provide us with life. Amen. They say that if all of a sudden the power companies of the United States were to go out permanently, that within 1 year, 90% of our population would be gone. Amen. We would die because we are so dependent upon power source. Praise God. Well, praise the Lord. And folks, I'm telling you tonight, there is something that rules over the day and something that rules over the night. Amen. And the greater light, of course, is the sun. The lesser light is the moon, which is a reflection of the sun. But without either of those, we would have no life upon this earth. Amen. And hear me tonight. We sit here as the church of the living God. We sit here tonight as the people of God. Amen. We should not allow the spirit of darkness to rule. Amen. But we have the power source. God Almighty. Amen. Who holds the universe in the span of His hand. Who created all things by the power of His Word. You talk about a lot of power in this universe. I'm telling you, it's in the Word of God. Because all God had to say was, let there be light. Amen. Four of God's words created everything that we see in the physical universe. We serve an awesome God tonight. We serve an awesome God tonight. Why don't we just give Him praise for just a moment? Praise God. Praise God. But tonight we have a whole lot more than just four words of God. Amen. We have the Word of God tonight. And it should give us the power. Amen. And it does afford us the power. Amen. Light, if you please, gives us strength. Light gives us life. Light gives us energy. Light gives us cognizance. Amen. Light gives us strength and ability. Light gives us wisdom and revelation. Amen. Light gives us a progression of good things into the future. Praise God. They used to cut trees down with stone axes. Amen. They used to shoot arrows. Now we don't do that anymore. Praise God. That was the knowledge that they had. That was the light that they had. And I'm not condemning the American Indians, but there is a lot of satanic things that are incorporated in the worship of the Native American Indians and many other cultures as well. I will say that as well. Because they are back or were back in the Stone Age. Amen. Did not have understanding, did not have light. Amen. You're not going to find a lot of revelation about how to bless your life, to bless your family, to bless your nation, and to produce new things and technological advances and understandings in chemistry and all of those things. You're not going to get that much of that from an atheistic countries. Amen. But most of those developments have come from Christian societies. Amen. People that understand where all of this came from and look at it as the framework, amen, that God set in its order. Praise God. Praise God. God made everything the way it is, and it's an awesome and a beautiful thing. And we're still trying to figure it out. We're still trying to reason how things work in this world. We've got some things figured out, and it's made our lives a whole lot better, hasn't it? Praise God. If we can do that in the physical world, then I would say tonight we can do that in the spiritual world. Amen. We can have light in our lives. John chapter 12 and verse 36, Jesus said, while you have the light, or while you have light, believe in the light, that you may be the children of light. These things spake Jesus, and departed and did hide himself from them. And 1 Thessalonians 5 and 5, you are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Amen. And how can he say that? While you have the light, believe in the light that you may be the children of light. The only way that we can be a child of something is that we must be born of that thing. Amen. Praise God, we're the children of God tonight. But how were we brought into the kingdom of God? Jesus said, you must be born again. Amen. There is a birth. There is a birth that takes place. But the birth that takes place starts out with a understanding, or rather with an experience with light. Praise God. When you experience the light, when you experience the difference between darkness and light, some of us here tonight, we know what the darkness is all about. And we spent time in the darkness. We know what is out there in the darkness. But one day there was just a little bitty tiny light that shined in your heart. Amen. It wasn't the fullness of the truth of the Word of God. It wasn't the fullness of God's will for your life. But there was just a little tiny light, a little tiny thread of light, amen, that shined in your heart. But it was maybe just four words, baptize in Jesus' name. Four words, that's pretty powerful. I never thought about that before. But when God said, let there be light, amen, somebody came along and said, be baptized in Jesus' name. Amen. And I'll tell you what it's done. It's transformed your life. Anybody experience that? It's transformed my life. Amen. It ushered me into deeper light. It ushered me into more light. And the more the light came, the more exciting it got. Praise God. We don't start out in the brightness, the full brightness of the light. But the Bible says that the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. Amen. Or unto that day when we see him face to face, and we will know even as we are known. But now we see as through a glass darkly. But that glass is not getting darker and darker. Amen. It's getting brighter and brighter and brighter. Hallelujah. Amen. Until the day dawn and the day star arise in your heart. Amen. There is a spiritual growth. There is a spiritual movement into the direction of the light of God. Amen. We are not moving into the direction of darkness. Well, somebody praise the Lord with me tonight. We're not moving in the direction of spiritual darkness, but we are moving into the direction of spiritual light. Amen. It's not just another church service. It's not just another message. Amen. It's not just a sermon that somebody put together. But I'll tell you what it is. It is another injection of light into my life. And it's not the whole package. Amen. It's just one little bit that is infused through a particular sermon, amen, or a reading of the Word of God. But it adds to the light. And as the light gets brighter, amen, we see more and more unto the perfect day. Praise God. Amen. We didn't start out up here and go this direction. But when we were born again, praise God, we couldn't talk, we couldn't walk, we couldn't speak. Amen. We didn't understand anything. Amen. But tonight I'm walking. Praise God. Tonight I'm talking. Tonight I can understand some deeper things that are around me. Amen. I can bless my life now because little by little I have grown, amen, and become what God intended for me to become. New Life Tabernacle, that's where we are tonight. Amen. It's not time to back up. It's not time to back down. Amen. It's not time to say we've reached the pinnacle and that's all there is to it. No, I'm telling you, there's more light that God has for your life. Well, praise the Lord. There's more joy that God has for your life and my life. Praise God. There's more of Him to know. There's more of Him to know. Amen. I'm excited about hearing some preaching. We're going to be working and ministering, but we're going to get to hear some preaching here in a couple of weeks where Sister Worth and I are going. And I'm looking forward to it. Amen. Bishop Johnson's going to be preaching. I'm looking forward to that tonight. Amen. And some other ministers, I'm looking forward to that because I need light to live. Praise God. While you have light, we have light tonight. Amen. Believe in the light that you may be the children of light. Amen. I'm just a child of the light. Praise God. Somebody says, who are you? Look them in the eye real seriously and say, I'm a child of the light. And if there's any spirit on them, they'll back up. What in the world are you talking about? I'm a child of the light. I was born of the light. Amen. He has translated me from darkness to light. Amen. He has lifted me up out of the miry clay. He has lifted me up out of that dark pit. Amen. And He has set my feet upon a rock. And He has made His face to shine upon me. Amen. It is the shining of the light that comes from God that gives us the energy. Amen. That gives us the spiritual energy. Amen. That gives us life. That gives us direction. Amen. That gives us hope and a hope for our future. Praise God. Because without that power source, we cannot survive. Jesus said, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And it is that spiritual power that we receive that creates the light. Amen. You know what? We're just light bulbs here tonight. We're light bulbs that haven't even been screwed in yet until we're hooked to the power source. We're just an inanimate object. We can do nothing without Him. But I'm thankful one day He injected me into the kingdom of God. There's a child of the light. Amen. There's a child of the light. There's a child of the light. Amen. There's children of light that are here tonight. They're not the fullness of the power, but they are a child of the light, and we have light in here tonight. Well, praise God. Praise God. And I look around here tonight, and there's a child of the light and another child of the light. Amen. We're children of the light here tonight, and we're shining brightly in the realm of the Spirit. Praise God. We're not just another church on another corner. Amen. We're the children of the light, been baptized in His name, filled with the Holy Ghost. Well, praise God. On my way to heaven and carrying the treasures of the kingdom of God in my heart. Glory to God. Glory to God. You can be seated tonight. I didn't think it could get any better than this morning. Amen. I enjoyed that this morning. Praise God. I did. Amen. Because it's truth tonight. And the truth of it is we can go in one of two directions and that's all we can do. We don't have any other directions. We don't have any other way that we can go. We can go to light. Everybody said light. Or we can go to darkness. Those are the only two options that we really have. And you're going to decide what direction you're going to go. Matthew 6:22, the light of the body is the eye. Here's another understanding here tonight. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, or the thing that fills you up is darkness, how great is that darkness! Exclamation mark. Darkness is powerful. It really is. When you succumb to darkness, it becomes a powerful thing. That's where we get addictions. That's where we get all of those things that just captivate us. And we cannot get away from it because there is a power of darkness. Amen. But there is something that the darkness does not have power over. And that's light. Amen. We could seal the church so not one speck of light could get in here. And all we'd have to do is get one of Brother Charlie's little flashlights, the little bitty one, and turn it on. And it would take a moment, but it wouldn't be long, and everybody in here would be able to maneuver around without trouble because of that light. Praise God. Little bitty bit rules over the night. Amen. It rules over the darkness. It has no power over the darkness does not have any power. But if you turn out the light, then you and I, excuse me, we immediately become subjected to the darkness. All of a sudden we have no power. All of a sudden we have no ability. Amen. If the world was completely dark and there was no light whatsoever, no light in your car, no light, no flashlight, no nothing to give you direction, we would be totally, completely captivated by and in bondage to that light, that darkness. Right. Immediately. There would be no transition period. It would be immediate. If everything turned off, all the stars, the sun, the moon, everything shut off, and there was no light, there would be no ability to do anything. Praise God. But we're here tonight and we're shouting and we don't worry about tripping over something. Amen. Tonight we're just confident we can go get in our car and we can drive right through the night. We can slice the night in half. Amen. Doesn't matter how dark it is, we can just plow through it at 70 miles an hour. Amen. Just keeping an eye out for deer that might jump out of the ditch or something. But we can just move right on through the night. Did you know there are trucks that are just moving through the night tonight? And they're bringing stuff, and they're not hindered by it. They don't get less gas mileage because it's dark. Amen. It can't push against them because they have light. Amen. And they're just moving through the darkness. Praise God. But if for some strange reason the driver said, I'm afraid of the darkness, and he pulls over and he turns out the lights, all of a sudden he will be captivated by his fear of darkness. Amen. And he will not be able to get his load where it's going. Amen. I think these are very simple things that I'm saying tonight, but it's for you and it's for me. Amen. I cannot survive a second without the light. I cannot survive a moment in time. Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. He said, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. Amen. For without me, ye can do nothing. Amen. It shuts off without God. Amen. We're here tonight because we perceived enough of the light of God that we know we need to live for God. But all of us here tonight, or most of us here tonight, have gone through severe trials and tests. Amen. But you know why you're here tonight? Because the light is stronger than the darkness. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It might have slowed you down a little bit, but I'm telling you what, it did not stop you. Praise God. We're going to maintain our way before God. We're going to live for God. We're going to believe God for greater things. Amen. We're going to believe God that He will fill another person with the Holy Ghost, and there'll be another light. Amen. And another, until the whole area is filled with lights. Amen. And somebody will look around in the darkness and say, what's going on over there? Amen. I don't know, but I see a light over there. Praise God. I'm telling you what, friend, we are the children of light. Amen. Well, praise God. Praise God. I thank God for the preaching of the Word of God. I thank God for the ministry of the Word of God. I thank God that we have a Bible that we can read and study and pray over and confess and speak out. Amen. Because tonight we have light. We have spiritual light. And light reveals truth. Amen. Light reveals truth. Praise God. It does not reveal falsehood. That's what darkness does. Amen. Darkness will tell you there's a monster under your bed. That's what it'll tell you, but it's not telling you the truth. But when you flip on the light and look underneath your bed, the monster disappears. I won't say that to Isaac. I'll say that to Matthew. Amen. Turn the light out and all of a sudden it gets spooky. All of a sudden there's a big bad monster under my bed and he's going to come around and he's going to eat me in the middle of the night. But all you got to do is say, Mom or Dad. And they come and they flip on the light and all of a sudden your fear dissipates. And let's look under the bed. See, there's nothing. Yeah, but he might be down in a corner somewhere over there. Don't turn the light out. Amen. Because we become afraid of the darkness. Amen. But light reveals truth. Well, praise God. Amen. Don't be afraid of what might be under your bed. Don't be afraid of what might happen in your life. Don't be afraid of the future. Praise God. Oh, I feel the Lord so strongly here tonight. Don't be afraid of the future. Amen. Because fear is something that is produced in darkness. Amen. What we need to do is we need to walk out of the darkness and we need to walk into the light. You say, how do I do that? I'll tell you how. We have the Word of God down deep inside of our hearts. I'm going to be with you all the way even to the end of the world. Amen. Praise God. And so if there is a monster under my bed, Jesus is going to stop it. Amen. And all you got to do is say, Jesus, get that monster out of my bedroom. And he'll get out of your bedroom. You know I'm talking metaphorically here tonight. Amen. We walk through life and we think there's a monster waiting to devour us. Oh, listen, friend, that's diametrically opposed to what the Word of God says. Amen. You shall have power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Amen. And you're going to be a witness. You're going to be a light. Amen. You're going to be the child or the children of light. Amen. John 8:12, Jesus spake again to them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. That's where life comes from, is light. That's where spiritual life comes from. You say, well, I don't have a lot of spiritual life. You're probably not reading your Bible enough. Because it's not up to the pastor to give you all of the direction you need in your life. Some would be afraid to say that, but I'm not afraid to say that. God can give you revelation, not revelation out of the Word of God, but revelation of the Word of God. And it will coincide and it will connect with the preaching that's in the church as well. There's no division when we get revelation. It's all together. Amen. And we don't have any new revelation. Amen. There's no new revelation. The revelation that we have is revelation that has been here from the beginning.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Desire the old paths and walk in the way that is good. Amen. And you'll find rest for your soul. Praise God. God's always had this way. It's just up to us to walk into the light. Amen. Jesus said, I'm the living bread that came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. That's pretty good bread.
Amen.
The bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. Amen. Who was Jesus? Jesus was the Word of God. And his name shall be called the Word of God. And so the Word of God becomes the bread of life. The Word of God is revelation. The Word of God is the expression of God's light. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. You could just go on and on here tonight. John 4 and verse 10, Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest asked of him and he would have given thee living water. Amen. Living water, living bread. Amen. Bread that you will never hunger again. Water that you will never thirst again. Amen. Because of the power that's in the Word of God. And the power that is in the baptism of the Holy Ghost that we have here tonight. Amen. You're never going to make it without these things in your life. We've got to have the Word of God. We've got to have the Holy Ghost in us. Because when it is in us, then we have life. Praise God. When folks come here, they ought to see life in this place. Praise God. Not a bunch of spiritual old folks. Amen. We're not going to have a spiritual old folks home. And thank God for the old folks. Praise God. But when you go to Bible study, how'd your week go? Well, I'm still here. You know what? When folks come here and they say, how are you doing, Brother Greg? Well, I'm still here. I think I'm here. I don't know if I am or not. Could you tell me if I'm here? Am I here?
I think so.
He's not even sure. Amen. Dear Lord, help me. I need to wrap this thing up here tonight. Amen. Sitting on the pew, half asleep. Amen. Oh, the devil's been after me all day. Bless his holy name. Dear Lord, help us. Amen. It's been a rough one, but I think maybe by the power of God, the grace of God, if God would just open up the windows of heaven and pour out all of his power, the power that created, I might be able to make it. I'm not sure, but I might be able to make it. Folks are going to walk in and see this looking around, and they'll say, I think I got the wrong church. I heard this is supposed to be an exciting place because the Word is exciting. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Amen. Some are, well, praise God. Jesus said, many are called, but few are chosen. Amen. In some places, it's many are cold, but few are frozen. Amen. Many are cold, but few. You could ice skate down the aisle. Dr. Icicle standing behind the pulpit, giving a eulogy of the Word of God and a prayer that we read out of a book while our eyes are open. Oh, dear God, help us. And no sound, no movement, no nothing. This is a solemn occasion. You know what? It is solemn, but I'll tell you what it is. It's a joyful gathering together of light.
Amen.
You say, well, sometimes we don't have a lot of folks here and it's just not the same service. Well, I can understand why. Because if you've got 50 lights shining, it's pretty bright. But if you've only got 10 of them turned on, you know, it's not as bright. That's why y'all need to be here every service.
Amen.
And you're here tonight, and you're here for every service. Amen. Well, it doesn't really make a difference. Well, just unscrew a few light bulbs in your house and leave it that way. Just a light bulb. We don't really need it. It's all right. I got two or three that's running, and then take those two or three out and put 40 watts in there. I like 100-watt light bulbs. I like it bright. I do. I like it bright. I don't like it dark in the house. I'll go around and open up the shades and get some light in this house. Amen. I don't like it when it's dark. Amen. I like it in the church. We put some spotlights, and it's just shining on the wall. That's all it's doing, but it's making the platform look brighter. Amen. Some people have gone as far as to put lights in the pulpit. When the preacher gets up, the lights come on. I'm not going to do that. And probably what you need is a dimmer switch. So when he really gets going, you can push it up. Oh, the Lord's moving. Look how bright the pulpit's gotten. Yeah. They do that. It's all for effect. But when the lights go out, everything else goes out. It's almost like when you push the dimmer switch up, everybody goes like this. I wonder if in some of these churches where they do that, if the guy in the back says, let's see how many we can get to stand up. Some of you need one of these here tonight. But I don't have any power to give it to you. All I've got is a revelation of the word. And if that doesn't do it for you, honey, there ain't nothing going to do it for you. Well, I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel a shout. Amen. Feel like talking in tongues for an hour or two. Woo! Glory to God. Glory to God. We've got the light. We're the children of the light. We've been born of the light. We're standing in the light. Amen. Let's all stand together tonight. Let's stand together. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. What we need to do is what the light bulb does. We have to yield to the light. And if you've ever looked at a light bulb, just get a clear light bulb and see how it's made. Look at it closely on the inside. There's two wires that come up like this. And then there's a wire that's all squiggly and it goes across. That wire is made out of tungsten. It's a special material. And when the current flows through that tungsten, inside of that light bulb is a vacuum. There's no air inside there. And when the light or the energy goes through that light bulb, it gets so bright that energy, light, protrudes out of it. But if you break that connection, how many's ever turned on a light switch? It goes. How many's ever done that? That's that little squiggly wire. It's just had enough. And it burns out. You can put 1,000 volts into that light. And it'll just sit there. There won't be any light. There won't be anything. Praise God. What we've got to do is be connected. We have to be able to yield to the power source. And when we yield to the power source, then we become a light. And it begins to shine. Say, oh, you're a good preacher. And I hope you feel that way. Well, praise God. You know what? I'm just yielding to the power source. That's all there is to it. Amen. That's all there is to it. And God knows how to humble us. You know, I'm preaching down in Texas a couple years ago at the conference. I'm an actual conference preacher now. Did you know that? I preached at a conference meeting one time. Kind of like when I went out for football, they let me out one game for about 60 seconds, and we were so far ahead that I could have never messed anything up. In the whole season, I got to play one play. And bless your heart, I knocked the guy down. I want to make the most of it. That's kind of like my conference preaching. Amen. And I preached a message. Everybody's like, oh, wow, that's really great. One preacher come up to me and says, man, oh, man, you're a preacher. Oh, you can preach. You're going to be coming to our church to preach. That was 2 years ago. I'm not even expecting the phone to ring. I've heard that before. Amen. You know why it sounded so good and it was moving and it touched people? It didn't have anything to do with me. It didn't have anything to do with me. It had everything to do with God. And a vessel that would say, yes, Lord. You want me to say it? I'll say it. Amen. I'll do the best that I can do, and you use what you have to work with. I'm just an old staff, amen. I'm just a few loaves and a couple of fishes. That's all we are tonight, and we're not even that if it were not for God in our lives. So don't leave here tonight with your head down. Leave tonight with your head up. Because God wants to use you as a light bulb.
Amen.
You're not burned out.
Right. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You're not burned out. God wants to use you as a light,
amen,
as an instrument to touch somebody, to lighten their life up.
Right.
Praise God.
Amen.
To lighten their life up. Amen. And when they hear you going through the course of the day, and everybody else is down and their heads are down and they're over there in the darkness, they hear somebody go, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Just watch the heads go up. What was that? I thought I saw a flash of light. I'm over here in the darkness. Did somebody push the lever up? You know why? Because somebody tapped into a little bit of power.
Amen.
Jesus is the answer.
Amen.
Never heard of that before. Just a little bit of light. Praise God.
Amen.
You'll be surprised what it'll do for their life. Because when they see that light, all of a sudden they see things around them they'd never seen before. And then when you walk away, the darkness comes back in and they say, you know what, I want to see that again. Those flowers are beautiful. The things that I saw are beautiful. The sun is beautiful. I want to see that again. And so they come back over and they say, who are you? I had a man on a job one time. I never told him I was a preacher. I never told him I was a Christian. I never said anything. And I just lived for God in front of him. Finally, one day he comes over to where I'm working. He sits down and he says, I can't figure you out. There's something different about you. And I just smiled. I said, what are you talking about? He said, well, I know one thing. He said, you don't cuss. I said, well, you're right. Are you a Christian? Well, praise the Lord. You know what? You hit it right on the head. Amen. I love the Lord. And it opened a door and I could witness to him. He never came to church. He never accepted any of the truth that I tried to give to him. But I'm telling you what, friend, a little bit of light goes a long, long way. Can we thank him tonight for what we have? Why don't you thank him for the victory before it comes? Why don't you thank him for direction before you get it? Praise God. Because it comes from the light. It comes from God. Amen. And it'll bring life to your light. Light to your life. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Don't be discouraged. Don't be discouraged tonight. There's light. There's revelation. There's truth. There's hope for the future. Amen. He hasn't called us out of the light into the darkness, but he's called us out of the darkness into the light. Praise the Lord. Let's sing a